Definition of Sound mit Pass the Vibes bei Flux FM. Ein Fest des Erzählens gibt es heute im Haus der Kulturen der Welt bei der Preisverleihung des Internationalen Literaturpreises und der Langen nach der Shortlist. Da werden herausragende Bücher ausgezeichnet, zwar nicht nur der Autor, sondern auch der Übersetzer. Dotiert ist dieser Preis mit 35.000 Euro und Gewinner sind dieses Jahr der haitianisch-kanadische Autor Danny Laferrière und seine Übersetzerin Beate Till. Die werden heute Abend lesen und diskutieren, genauso wie die 5 anderen tollen nominierten Autorinnen und Autoren. Und da sind äußerst spannende Literaten mit dabei, wie zum Beispiel die ungarische Autorin Zsófia Bann. Ihr neues Buch heißt Als nur die Tiere lebten. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass sie heute zu uns zu Flux FM nach Kreuzberg gekommen ist, kurz vor dem spannenden Abend. Herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. I'm really thrilled to be here.
Ja, wir freuen uns auch, dass du da bist. Yeah, I just introduced you as an author, but that's not your only profession. You're also known as an art and literature critic. You worked in film studios and made exhibitions. You teach at a university in Budapest. Yes. Oh my God, how do these experiences and all those different fields influence your writing? And do you have time to write, actually?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it does take away from writing. But on the other hand, all these things somehow wash into my writing, because my interest in American studies, well, it comes originally from the fact that I was born and half raised in Brazil, and I went to an American school there. So that's when my interest in things American, both North and South, started. And I'm very much inspired and very fond of American literature, which I read and teach. And at the same time, I also teach visual studies, visual culture studies. And sometimes these two come together because I often tend to focus on American visual stuff. After finishing university in Hungary already, I did work in film studios for like 4 years and assistant director. And I guess that was the time when I also began becoming very much inspired by visual media. And to this day, I think my writing is almost, I could say, sometimes more inspired by visual arts than by other types of literature, which of course is also very significant, but still, I often find my inspiration in contemporary visual arts.
But you have a thing for short stories.
I do. I have a thing for short stories. Yes.
How come? Because the Americans are writing great short stories as well.
Well, that's one thing. Actually, I have been very, very much inspired by great short story writers, like, for instance, the writer who recently won the Nobel Prize, Alice Munro, who I think is fantastic, but other short story writers as well, Americans like Donald Barthelme or Cheever, and, well, I could name a host of other names, but you're asking why short stories, and I think it has to do with the kind of with the way in which I deal with time, which is almost always fragmented. Somehow my writing is not or very rarely structured on longer narratives. And even this book, which has been nominated for the Hakave Prize, it's the stories hang together. They have recurring characters, but you encounter these same characters in different periods in their lives. Like in one story, the main character, who's a photographer, is still a child growing up in Brazil or South America, and at another time she's already grown up and working as a photographer in Antarctica, which is the title giving story of the book, when there were only animals. And so these moments in their lives, I try to focus on separately and then bring them together. Just like in a film, you have montage, right? Mm-hmm. You have images cut.
The visual comes back to your stories.
Yeah, exactly. That's the answer to your question, why short stories? Uh-huh. And I think that's why, because I'm very fond of structuring texts in the way that films are structured.
Yeah. May I ask, where do you live now exactly?
Where?
Yes.
In Budapest.
In Budapest, where you're teaching as well at
the
university. I
teach at the university in Budapest.
To write short stories?
No, I don't write. I don't teach creative writing. Mm-hmm. I teach literature and visual culture studies.
Yes, and many people who are teaching there, are they writers like you as well? Or are they more, studied professors that have just studied it but not are successful as a writer?
Well, at my department specifically, there are no other prose writers, but for instance, we are the American Studies department, but at the colleagues at the English department, quite a few of them are poets, for mm-hmm. instance. Mm-hmm. Because obviously it's very difficult to be a novelist while having a full-time job, because in order to write novels, obviously, you need a lot of time. And so most of them are poets and some short story writers. Yeah.
I see. So. Yeah, that's logical. So tonight you will meet friends, of course. Maybe, do you know other authors that are coming tonight as well?
Actually, no, I don't know any of the authors who are shortlisted, except for one who lives right above me now in Zug by chance, because we're both on a residency in Zug in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And so we were really amused by the fact that just by chance, both of us are on this shortlist and we happen to be living in the same building at the moment. So I only know him, Georgi Gospodinov, but not any of the others. And I'm very keen to be able to meet them later on tonight.
Yeah, what a happy coincidence. Yeah. Wir wollen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter sprechen über das Buch Als nur die Tiere lebten und der Sophia auch noch mal fragen. Sie ist ja in Brasilien und in Ungarn groß geworden. Ein bisschen, was sie dazu der aktuellen Situation gerade sagt, wie sie das so empfindet, auch wo sie ja auch gerade in Budapest lebt. Nach den Intergalactic Lovers und Northern Road sprechen wir noch mal ganz kurz darüber mit ihr, mit Zsófia Ban, der ungarischen Autorin. Darf man das überhaupt sagen? Ungarische Autorin?
Yes, yes.
Author from Hungary?
Ja, ja.
Yes. Heute Abend, 18 Uhr, im HKW auf der Dachterrasse bei der Preisverleihung des Internationalen Literaturpreises. The Intergalactic Lovers mit Northern Road und wir haben immer noch die Autorin Zsófia Ban bei uns zu Besuch, heute auf der Dachterrasse des HKW ist sie dabei, denn dort wird ja der Internationale Literaturpreis verliehen und sie ist drauf auf der Shortlist bei der Langen Nacht. Sie ist in Ungarn und Brasilien groß geworden und natürlich ist man von Brasilien ein bisschen weiter weg, wenn man in Budapest jetzt schon lange lebt, aber in Budapest ist man in Ungarn und da gibt es ja einen kleinen Shift to the right that, that we have here of course heard about in Germany and talk about a lot. How do you, feel and recognize that when you live there now?
Yeah, well, you said kleinen Shift, but I don't think that's so little. Unfortunately, it's much more serious than that. We have like 20% of the far right in parliament at the moment, which has grown significantly during the past years since the last election, which is a very serious problem. And the other serious problem, which is affecting all our lives, is that this right-wing government has been very seriously and very systematically dismantling democratic institutions in Hungary. Ranging from problems of freedom of the press, freedom of the media, cutting funding that goes into education, for example, which is a very serious problem because a lot of young people are leaving the country. And just to give you a very surprising number, since 2010, there have been more than 500,000 people who have emigrated from Hungary.
Yeah, wow.
And most of these people are young intellectuals and also doctors and nurses and so on.
Yeah,
so
that's not a nice development.
No, it's
a
really no. Large... It's more people have left the country in the past few years than after 1966, than after the revolution in 1956.
We're a little bit running out of time, but tonight you will be at the HKW and you will also present your book, Als nur die Tiere lebten, for which you are nominated. You will read out something and someone else will also translate in German. The book?
Yes, I will read out a shorter passage in Hungarian because everybody is expected to read a little bit in their own language.
Nice.
So the audience can listen to the music. And then an actress will read out the German text from my story. Unfortunately, the...
Just keep on.
Okay, so I was just going to say that unfortunately my fantastic translator Theresia Mora is unable to be present. She would have read out the German text, but she's at a literature festival in her own right as a fantastic writer, and so there's an actress who's going to read from my book, and we're also going to be carrying out a conversation with my editor at Zurkam, Katarina Rabe, and Iris Radish, also a cultural journalist.
Do you have a own homepage where we can see what's next in your books, or don't you do that stuff with
homepage.
Internet?
Yeah? Yes, I do have a homepage.
Tell us.
It's not always very up to date, but I try to sort of keep it that way. It's called Banjofia, my name, written in one, dot net.
Okay, und Sofia schreibt man Z-S-O-F-I-A, Ban natürlich B-A-N, Banjofia.net. Vielen lieben Dank, dass du hier warst.
Danke auch. Ja.
Und ich sage euch nochmal, wie das Buch heißt, für das sie nominiert ist, Als nur die Tiere lebten. Heute Abend Sofia Ban im HKW. Vielen lieben Dank und wir steigen gleich ein in die Nachrichten, in die 16:30 Nachrichten.